State Representative Rick Olson. Representative, how are you?
Very good.
Thanks so much for being on the program. I wanted to talk with you about two different bills. One would raise vehicle registration fees. Talk about this bill.
Well, the desire was to get away from the retail gas tax and substitute the sales tax at the wholesale level. It's designed to raise an additional $541 million more than the current gas tax, as a long way to going to the $1.4 billion that our study showed that we needed to properly maintain our roads. In effect, at the pump, the consumer will notice, assuming the sales tax is passed on to the retailer, then on to the consumer, the person at the pump would see a little over a 9-cent increase in gas price. So instead of the 19 cents per gallon, currently it would be like a 28.3 cents per gallon increase at the pump. So about a 9-cent difference.
How's that been received in the House?
Well, I don't know that anybody likes to vote for revenue increases, just what the response will be, we'll see. It's a little early. What we've done as a group of bill sponsors, we met last Thursday and really started digging through these bills because many of the bills have not been really had a chance to be studied by the bill sponsors, and so we're really going through the bills to see just what's exactly in them, and is it what we intended, and is it what we want? And so this is just the start of the process. We'll be, getting a lot of input and completely vetting these whole package of bills, and I'm sure there'll be somewhat change before we're all done.
Representative Olson, I found these bills interesting, and we're going to talk about the tax on gas here in just a little bit, but I found them interesting because I always seem to hear about state representatives and state senators talking about we need more revenue and we need more money, but no one actually seems to step up and have the courage to say, look, we got to raise taxes here. Did you feel a little bit of stress or strain in doing so?
Well, sort of, and that's kind of how I got into this. So way back in the spring in a transportation committee meeting, we had people come in and say we needed $3 billion more, and we'd ask questions, and the answer was we need $3 billion more, and we'd ask questions, we need $3 billion more, and I finally said, look, I'm from Missouri, show me. So Representative Paul Opsner, chairman of the committee, appointed Roy Schmidt and myself to go find out for yourself. And I'm a fiscal conservative, so I sure wasn't looking to have a big number come up. But after thorough study, the report that we released last September said, gee whiz, we need $1.4 billion more, or if we don't do that, we're going to have to spend a whole bunch more later. That's what shocked me. And there's so many of our roads that have been held together by 3-, 5-, and 7-year fixes, all appropriate things using an asset management approach. But so many of those 3-, 5-, and 7-year fixes, expiration dates are coming due that unless we've got more money to follow up, we're actually going to see a significant reduction in the quality of our roads unless we do something. It's either we do something or we neglect our responsibility.
The vehicle registration fee, tell us about that.
Well, first of all, when you may recall in the governor's special message on infrastructure, he threw out the possibility of a $120 increase across the board. The feedback we received on that is, first of all, that's too much of a hit right at one time. And so we scaled that back to about half of that. So it would raise, instead of the $1 billion, it would raise about $500 million. And on average, it's a 67% increase in the vehicle registration fees. The reason it went on a percentage basis rather than a flat dollar basis is we realized that poorer people tend to drive lower valued cars, and so by putting on a percentage basis, the people who are driving lower valued cars would see less of a dollar increase than those who have very valuable cars. So it's less regressive. So small amount and more. What a lot of people would perceive as fair.
Do you think that we need another bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
What we need mostly is we need the freeway-to-freeway connection, and primarily we're talking about on the Canadian side, and we need better customs. We do need those two things. The actual bridge is not the bottleneck, but to the extent that we've had, the Ambassador Bridge Company, the Detroit International Bridge Company's actual name, not willing to follow their contract and not willing to follow court orders and stuff, I have a serious question in mind is whether public best interest is going to be served by the Ambassador Bridge. So I have swung my support in favor of the NITSI, New International Trade Crossing, but I'm suggesting that we put on the ballot a constitutional amendment that state taxpayer money cannot be used to build a bridge or to bail out a bridge authority. And if we do that, then most people's concern about, gee whiz, we've got another boondoggle on our hands is gone. So far, no one saluted with that idea, but I do think this trade corridor is tremendously important long-term, and I do think we need to enhance the ability of our trade and people going back and forth across.
Do you think Michigan should be a right-to-work state?
I think a right-to-work state would help in terms of being, I think it would send this message that Michigan is really open for business. But at this point, I'm also sort of in the same position the governor is at. Actually, I'm supportive of the right-to-work, but I certainly would not want to see that pushed right now. So this road funding piece is so important that if we end up with real divisive issues like that, we're likely to not see some of these solutions brought to fruition.
All right, two more questions for you. And on that right to work, unions say that that's just government's effort to try and dissolve and or weaken unions. How would you respond to that?
That's one interpretation, but I see the real danger, particularly with Indiana becoming a right-to-work state. I do see the possibility of some businesses avoiding Michigan and going to Indiana. I've seen studies that indicate that although being a right-to-work state is not the most important thing, oftentimes when a company is looking to relocate, that is a factor they consider. And with jobs being really important in Michigan, I would hate to see Michigan be put at any disadvantage in getting some of those companies located here.
And finally, Representative Olson, before we let you go, just what's your take on casino gambling in Lansing? Do you think Lansing needs a casino?
Well, first of all, I'm not a big fan of gambling, period. I've seen too many examples of compulsive gambling and what that does to people, so I'm not a big fan of that. I do know that if a casino is proposed in Lansing, like Mayor Bernero was talking about, it's going to take a long time for that to happen. There's some real legal hurdles to get over. And frankly, I really am not thinking casinos are a great economic development project. We've got so many of them in the state already. We're going to reach a saturation point if we haven't already. That we're going to just have a lot of things that have been built that end up having a very low rate of return.
All right. We've been talking with State Representative Rick Olson. Thanks so much, sir.
Okay. Have a good day.